Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hi Paul, Dahlia here. I looked through the list of national holidays and I had to choose the truly chaotic good National Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. I chose it for a few reasons. First, I knew that I had to choose a food-related holiday because that's all I think about. And zucchini, if you treat it right, is delicious and versatile. Second, my mom is currently growing zucchini in her garden in Toronto for the first time this year, and she just sent me a WhatsApp video of the harvesting process. And third, I truly don't know how I would personally react if a random zucchini showed up on my balcony. It's so weird, so mischievous, and kind of a nice thing to do for your neighbor.
Ha! I'm not sure if anyone is going to top the oddness and the lengthiness of this day, Dahlia. But for me, does it grammatically make sense? How do you sneak something into a porch? And more importantly, I'm going to try to stay away from any innuendos which may be difficult. Today, August 8th, is National Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. The whole point is for green thumbers to get rid of some of their extra veggies. Wait, I stand corrected. Zucchini is actually a fruit. I bet you didn't know that. For today's related episode, I give you the Nobody Puts Vegetables in the Corner episode of the Bite Podcast. The hosts interview author Abra Behrens, who talks practically about veggies, but most importantly, a tip on what you can do with bland, squishy zucchini. So if you have some extra zucchini laying around, throw it onto your neighbor's porch and take a picture of it and share it using the Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day hashtag. My guest today is Dahlia Snederman, host of the Snack Judgment Food Podcast. Dahlia talks with her friends about a food topic they are passionate about. Perhaps it's because Dahlia is a friend of mine, but I always love listening to episodes because I feel I'm just hanging out with my friends, even though I'm being ignored. In the Suburbs episode, I was amused by stories of eating questionable food in places like 7-Eleven and Costco. I have done that, although I haven't stooped to the low point of Costco chili. For our third recommendation, Dahlia recommends Thirst Aid Kit's recent episode with Jason Mantzoukas. She says, and I quote, "It's truly hilarious and joyous, and in a time when I've had a hard time focusing on podcasts, this one cut through the noise and made my week." Unquote. For today's extra hot sauce, if you like Jason Mantzoukas, I always say that the funniest episode I have ever heard is his interview on the Unqualified podcast. That guy is hysterical with a capital F, and when you get to the end when they take callers, it's hysterical and brilliant at the same time. Come back on August 17th, where we'll dial it back a notch and talk about something a little more important. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in the show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.